The Profile of a Leader audio series. Tip number 2, the convictions that drive your leadership style. Authored by Deborah A. Thomas, MBA and founder of Ebony Concepts Solutions, LLC. Narrated by Daphne Page Reeves. Thanks for tuning in to the second lesson in Profile of a Leader series. Knowledge is truly power. And by taking just a few minutes out of your day, you're already well on your way to becoming a leader who will inspire and impact others. In the last audio tip, we talked about how our core values shape and influence our leadership abilities. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, I encourage you to go back and check it out. Trust me, it will really help you to transition smoothly into this lesson. Now that we've identified our core values, let's talk about the convictions that drive our leadership styles. What's the difference between values and convictions? Well, values are the ideals that are a part of who we are, like the clarity and comfort values discussed in the last session. Values are deeply rooted within ourselves and are part of what makes us unique. And shared values can help us connect with others on a deep and personal level. Convictions, on the other hand, are firmly held beliefs about the world around us. Convictions include your political and your religious views, or the way you approach leadership. Anytime that you take a stand on an issue, you're displaying your conviction regarding that topic. Here's an exercise that can help you uncover and understand the convictions that drive you. Think about a situation in your recent past that upset you. Something that really got your blood boiling. What was the issue at hand? What was said and done, and what sparked your emotions? What were you feeling? What was your perspective on the issue? For example, in my past life, I prepared statements of work for medical facilities. My job was to be knowledgeable of qualifications of healthcare workers and requirements for medical facilities. On at least one occasion, a coworker would ask me to remove a qualification requirement because they could not find anyone to meet that qualification. I refused for many reasons. One, it was the requirement of the facility. It was necessary to obtain credentials to work in the facility. Second, the healthcare worker could not obtain the qualification while working. I stood firm in my belief to do what was best for the medical facility and the patients. How does it feel to take a stand for your convictions? Do you feel empowered, guilty, selfish? Do you question yourself, or do you rest firmly on what you believe? To get a better idea of what your convictions are, watch your natural reactions to people and situations around you for clues into your innermost convictions. Instead of censoring or judging yourself, learn from your reactions and use them to shape your working environment into one that will encourage cooperation and teamwork from your group while allowing you to stay true to your belief. How does it affect our relationships with people when they stand in opposition of our convictions? Sometimes it may feel downright impossible to see eye to eye. When others question beliefs that we hold near to our heart, it can be hard to maintain our professionalism and composure. We might even be unknowingly increasing the likelihood that we will react inappropriately by holding our feelings inside. Maybe we're not making our convictions known out of fear of rejection or ridicule. So, we might keep our deep-rooted beliefs private and never react when others offend us, because those around us have no idea how we feel. They may continue to unwillingly and unwittingly push our buttons. How can we stay true to our convictions while respecting others' convictions and preserving relationships? We do that by discovering our convictions. You see, we can help to ensure that our reactions are always controlled, even while we're staying true to our convictions. So you may ask, how do we discover our convictions? First, identifying your deeply held beliefs can shape how you perceive the world around you and how you function in relationships. So knowing which convictions are high on your list can help you become more in control of your reactions to opposing viewpoints instead of flying off the handle at the first sign of attack. Lead in action. In leadership situations, notice when you feel yourself getting emotionally engaged, angry, agitated, or annoyed, and immediately ask yourself, what is my belief that is being challenged right now? Even this small step of pausing will help you to calm down and gain some perspective. Secondly, look for the other possibilities to resolve or handle the situation, such as finding a middle ground that will work for both sides. Lead in action. Once you've identified the belief, ask one of these questions or both. Am I willing to compromise on this issue? Or what might be the belief or conviction that is underlying this other person's attitude? And is there a way for both of our convictions to be expressed and respected? In both instances, you're able to stay calm in your reactions with team members, and you'll be seen as a fair, level-headed leader while everyone feels heard, respected, and the team goals are met. Keep in mind that convictions, unlike values, can and sometimes will change as we grow and change. Just be sure to listen to your inner voice that is telling you whether something feels right or wrong. When we do so, we will be able to always stay true to our convictions and ourselves. Now that we've learned more about how tuning into our core values and convictions can help us become a better leader, our next lesson will move on to discuss how our leadership roles in our personal life can affect our leadership skills on a professional level. Enjoy your week, and we'll talk again soon.